You know, when God sent Moses back, when up on the mountain, and he sent Moses back, Moses had excuses. I can't go to the people. And God said, I'll be with you. Well, they're going to want to know who sent me. What's your name? And God said, I am that I am. That's the name he gave him. He didn't go into this big theological description of who he was and all these things. He said, I am that I am. So when he sends us or he gives us a directive and we have all these excuses, his answer is, I am. I am the thing that you need me to be for what I'm asking you to do. I am bigger than your fear. I am right beside you. I am going in front of you. I am right behind you. I am. That's his answer. So whatever he's asking this morning, I was over here doing Sunday school with my little ones, and Pastor Sue was talking about us just letting God get free and breaking out of that fear and breaking out of the stuffiness, you know, doing the same thing all the time. That's boring, you know. I think that bores God. He doesn't want to see us just sit and do the same thing. And he's limited himself to moving through us. We are his body. And so if we won't let him get free, then we are stopping God. Which, you know, he's God. We're the creation. He's the creator. It means he's the one in control. The puppet doesn't tell the puppet master how to make the show go. And the creation shouldn't tell the creator what is or is not okay. We should say yes. So when God comes to us and he wants to do something different and free and wild and weird, and maybe you're normally wild and he wants you to calm because he's wanting to say something different to you, then our answer should be okay, because you are everything that I need to make that happen. He's the one that gives us the grace, but we have to make the step first to say yes. So I choose to say yes today. How about you? Yes? Good. Let's say yes to God. Let's be free.